Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 242 is brought to you by all of our amazing Patreon supporters. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, Lindsay, For the Whim, Tab, Lazy Villager Megan Leslie, and Youngol Loose. This week, Nina and I are going to be talking about the progress we've made in New Leaf so far and our time playing New Horizons. So to begin, hello Nina, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you feeling?
I'm doing well. I mean, we're recording like kind of early in the morning, so I've still got like morning voice, I feel. But so don't get it mixed up with like post-COVID. My throat's better. My throat's really better.
I'm so glad you're feeling better. You got it bad, my friend.
Yeah, it was a bad one. Jackie and I think it's like the new one that's like really, really contagious. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we did a lot of our normal things. We did, I went to an improv show to see one of my friends doing their last show before they moved, and basically everybody there got sick, so it was a bad one. And, you know, being a theater and stuff and doing all of that and performing for people, we're all naturally very precautious and we're vaccinated, and at least, like, the people doing improv, the players, as we call them. But unfortunately, like, this new strand is just very, very contagious. So yeah. Remind everybody, be careful out there. It wasn't fun. Yeah. It was not fun.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay now. But yeah, just like the throat part, like last week, it was like swallowing little pebbles or rocks or knives whenever I swallowed.
That's the worst.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, doing much better. Energy levels are still, like, kind of weird, where I'm like, I just don't feel like anything.
Yeah.
which is very unusual for me.
Like, yeah.
I'm not a low-energy person at all. I'm very energetic. Mm. And so, but yeah, overall, doing better. Glad to be back. Glad to be doing the show again. So should we, let's start with some icebreakers. Get this warmed up a little bit. Okay. Nina, I'm very interested by what you've got planned here.
Well, I wanted to ask you, because I've been playing a lot of Fall Guys because it just came out on the Switch and I've been having fun. I didn't ever get to play it when it was like on Steam or anything like that. So it's brand new for me and it's so much fun and I love how silly it is. Like it's not serious at all. You don't have to get angry when you do bad because you're just this little bean flying through space.
I just crack up whenever I lose because it's just hilarious all around. I don't mind. I'm just like, oh my gosh, why?
Look, it's easy to rage even in like Mario Kart sometimes, but with Fall Guys, there's no rage. It's just fun.
It just feels great. Mm-hmm. You're just your little jelly bean person.
So I wanted to ask you if you had a favorite track and like a go-to skin for your little bean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just like you, all of it's new to me. Like I watched people playing it, you know, when it was out and big and stuff. But now that it's on Switch, I can play it. I can do the games and stuff. And I was just like initially really surprised by how much new stuff there was compared to like when I was watching it, you know?
Oh, wow.
Like I felt like I knew a lot of the tracks in the game, but like we came into this and I'm like, wow, there's so much different stuff that I didn't remember, you know? So I think the first ones that really blew my mind were the jungle ones.
Ooh. Yeah.
I know they're like difficult and stuff, and like the frogs get in people's ways and things.
Yeah, but the frogs. Oh my god.
I really like the jungle race courses. I think they're really cute. I think they look, I don't know, the game before I think looked kind of beta mode where it wasn't quite built out completely. Those levels still exist in it, but like the jungle ones, I'm like, oh man, I feel like there's a vibe here. This is like really stylized and has just some cute things going on, you know?
And so, you're a big fan of the Hungry Hungry Rhinos, right?
Oh, I love those rhinos. I've only unfortunately been mauled by one of them, but
oh, really?
When I was cracking up.
I was like, they're incredible.
They're so funny. I love it. So, yeah, big fan of the rhinos. I'm a fan of fruit flying in my face, mm-hmm. too. The fruit takes me out. I don't know. It's got, like, a magnetic pull toward me. Sometimes it's just, like, right away, bam, first thing. One time it was, I call it, there's their, like, generic game controller that they shoot out, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just call it the Saturns? PlayStation controller.
I got double Saturned once. It was rough.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the tracks, the jungle ones stick out to me just because I feel like they're just so stylish compared to some of the previous tracks, I would say, the older ones.
And do you have a favorite skin to wear, too?
This is like, they want me to pay money.
Yeah.
They really want, because all the rewards that you get are just like, nope, this one's locked for if you bought the season pass. Mm-hmm. So I don't have much unlocked. I guess the ones I gravitate to most are like the little Power Glove ones.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The Nintendo Power Gloves.
The dishwashing gloves.
Yeah, the dishwashing Nintendo Power Glove. That's the one I wear most of the time.
Nice.
But yeah, I would love to have some of the others. I don't know. I'm jealous of everybody who has them. Well, but then at the same time, I guess this leads to my question for you. Another Fall Guys themed one. Maybe we talked before this episode and said, let's talk about Fall Guys. What would you add as a Fall Guys skin?
Ooh, I like the little crossovers that they have. Like they've been doing the, what's that game called where you're a hooded man and you jump and run and you steal
Assassin's
things?
Creed.
Thank
That's
you.
AC.
What? Animal Crossing
when people,
Assassin's
when people
Creed.
Type AC, yeah, they always like, is it Animal Crossing? Is it Assassin's Creed? What are you talking about?
So it's, they're doing like a theme with that character right now and doing like all the different game costumes. But I want to see more games incorporated because I've never played Assassin's Creed. I know about it, mm-hmm. but I've never mm-hmm. played it. So give us some Isabelle costumes, some Tom Nook costumes, man, Pokemon costumes would be incredible, even if it was just the starters.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be so good.
I mean, it's got to be Snorlax.
Oh, my gosh. I would want to be a Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur, definitely adorable.
With a little backpack budding plant. That would be so mm-hmm. cute.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Pip just, like, posted a little picture, a GIF in the Discord, but it reminds me of, like, did you play much of Ooblets at all?
A little.
I love how the characters run around in Ooblets. They just, like, they have no control over their upper body. Like, it's all lower body movement. So, like, when you move as the character, it just, like, whips their entire top torso and head back.
Yes.
So they're just like falling backwards while running forwards.
That's kind of how the beans move too.
Yeah, and I like that for the beans mm-hmm. quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I need Animal Crossing skins. I need the real AC to make its appearance there. I want to run around as Tom Nook.
It would be incredible. Tab in the chat said Disney costumes. That would be incredible.
Yes.
Look, anything.
I want to play as, you know, my favorite Disney movie, Lilo and Stitch.
Ooh,
I want to
play as Stitch would be perfect.
No, oh, no. I want to play as the guy who always drops his ice cream.
That would be incredible.
The ice cream dropping guy is the best.
Great. How many cones does he lose in the whole movie?
All of them. All of them. Every single one. I love just it. Can't catch a break. He's got to start asking for those cones to not be filled to the brim, just like.
And he's got like third degree sunburn. Oh man. He's having a rough vacation.
It's the perfect life.
Yeah.
Perfect life. Speaking of, I'm about to be there. I'm going to Hawaii pretty soon.
No way. It's exciting.
Yeah, a week from today, actually, as we're recording here. So probably gonna be gone. Maybe miss another episode. Might have to record it early. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's summertime. We can have an easy schedule.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into the show. Speaking of islands, speaking of all the fun, we're back in Animal Crossing to some extent. I've got some stories. and I'm sure you have some stories too. You've been playing probably more than I have, to be honest with
you. Yeah.
So let's start with talking about New Leaf. As you all know, we've been dipping our toes back into this game, getting a feel for it once again, seeing how it just compares to our new eyes, our new experience with New Horizons, right? Mm-hmm. So let's get a little recap from both of us of what we're up to, how we feel about it and everything. And I guess I can kick it off because I'll have a lot less to say than you.
Okay.
I got sick. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, so I kind of dropped off during that time. And my big question for myself during that was, am I gonna time travel and try to like do it as close to, real time as possible at that point? Like, am I just gonna go back to basically the last day I played was, gosh, 2 weeks ago Monday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, today, 2 weeks ago, basically I got sick and then just like was out of it for a week and a half.
Yeah.
And my whole thought during that time was just like, am I going to time travel? I don't really feel like it. Yeah. And so I think I've determined I'm not going to. I'm just going to just pick up the game where I'm at. I haven't done that yet, but I will say I have done a little bit. I did get to play another day beyond where I was last episode. So
okay.
Two things happened in that day specifically. The first thing was I finally got my 100% approval rating.
Yay!
I want to say it took like maybe 4 days for me total. No. I didn't actively work for it, you know? I think I just kind of like, I'm taking it easy with my run. I'm doing what I feel like.
Yeah.
And so if things were taking too long to get my approval rating, I was just like, no, I'm done. I'm just going to wait till tomorrow, see the points automatically go up because they're, you know, going to just to help you progress in the game. But outside of that, I wasn't going to try incredibly hard like the first time I did when I played like 8 hours you all know. I got my approval rating. I didn't really do anything yet. I wasn't ready to do anything mayoral, but as I recall, we do have like some initial things unlocked, right? So there's, you don't start with nothing, but you do basically start with nothing in this game. Like, you really have to get those public works projects suggested by your villagers.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, the pain. It just takes me back to the little exploit that I did before where you'd swim to that bottom corner of the ocean. You'd wait a little while and then you'd go up and see if anybody would ping on you.
Yes,
you
know? I remember that.
And then there wasn't even a guarantee at that point that it would be a public works project. It could be like anything, you know, they could be asking you a favor or something, but I don't know. There's ways to cheese it, right?
A little bit,
Yeah, so haven't done that yet. Nothing, just got my approval rating, celebrated with Isabel a little bit. And then the other thing I was interested in, because during that podcast last time we recorded, you also mentioned that somebody new was moving in. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I probably have somebody new moving in. And will you remind the people who you had coming in?
Who I had coming in? Oh, yeah. Oh gosh, what's her even name? I've been avoiding her.
But it's Paula.
Paula, yes. Was it mm-hmm. Paula?
I think it's Paula the bear, right?
The bear. Yeah.
Nobody likes her.
Oh, truly, gosh.
Truly a character that nobody is for.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had more people move in, and it's much more exciting stuff.
Yeah, well, let me tell you mine.
Yes.
Because I was like, oh, I really want to know who it is. It's a squirrel. But not just any squirrel. This squirrel was incredibly popular during the New Leaf days. Always the top sought out for character. 15 million bells on the villager trade, if you were into that kind of stuff. Marshall. I got Marshall.
Marshall. Wait, did we not know this last? Did you? Maybe you did tell us. I can't remember.
No, I found out after the show.
I told you after. That's
yes,
right.
I turned on the game after.
That's right.
And so, yes, Marshall is my move-in at this point. I've had Marshall before mm-hmm. in this game. I think I did the villager trade thing and got my hands on Marshall. His home exterior, I always felt like didn't quite fit the vibe I had in that Haken. It was one that I think would fit my friend's town, who was going for kind of a more updated place, you know, like more modern type of place. So for me, his exterior wasn't quite there. I feel like that's something you don't have to worry about if you got the DLC in New Horizons, when you can just change the exteriors for all your villagers and stuff, you know?
Now I want to see them his fit. Outside.
It's kind of like the metallic gray exterior.
Oh.
Yeah, very, very, like, modern, futuristic to me. But, I mean, the character's fine. Very, very cute. Very cute little squirrel. Do I have... No. I was trying to remember which plushies. The last round of, like, the Sene plushies had... What's his name? Not Marshall. The new... Raymond. Raymond. The new popular kitty cat, you know? Yeah. Which, by the way, there's a new set coming out. It got my mortal enemy, Judy. I'm not going to buy her.
No, don't buy her.
I'm going to get Audie, though, for sure. Yeah. Audie's part of that group. There's some other cute ones, but I'm not getting Judy. I have skipped some of them. I didn't get the Chrissy and Francine ones. But... I will say the Hamlet and Lily that came in that last one. I got Hamlet, Lily, and Raymond. Those plushies are all really, really good. Because the sets before were special characters. Now they're doing villagers.
Yeah.
And so the special characters, like, they look great and stuff. But, like, seeing the villagers get this kind of quality is just like, oh, wow, this feels like a nice little update.
Wait, so what company is doing that?
I think it was the Sane, S-A-N-E-I, Sunny.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but yes, they're the special, the good-looking plushies, the ones that came out after the Build-A-Bear ones, and we were like, oh now that's a lineup.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Build-A-Bear, I mean, I have all the Build-A-Bear ones, too. I'm in my plushie era.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's my New Leaf as of right now. That was the last time I played. Like I said, I spent a lot of time debating whether I was going to go back and time travel through those days that I missed, but I think I'm just going to pick it up.
Yeah. I think that's the beauty of Animal Crossing. You don't have to go back if you don't want to.
Yeah, I'm just going to continue in doing a no time travel run. And it was mostly just because I was like, I really, really wanted to play every day And it started off so well, but then as soon as I was sick, I just, like, had zero motivation to play at all. I was just like, no. And even, oh my goodness, even, like, I guess I did start binging my Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I eventually beat it. But, like, I'm kind of glad I didn't play Animal Crossing, because now I'm just, like, Xenoblade is so, in my mind, connected to me being sick, and I'm just zero mood, and I need a Xeno break from the series. And I'm just like, am I gonna feel like playing the third one when it comes out later this month? I don't know. It might just, like, give me a reminder of how sick I felt.
Well, hopefully you'll be feeling well enough by then that you'll just be excited.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, Digimon Survive comes out the same day, and I'm like, oh, I want to play that.
Yeah, do that instead.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to Digimon it. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Nina, how has your time with New Leaf been since that last episode?
Man, I've been having a blast with New Leaf. I haven't been playing every single day, but I've been pretty consistent. And it's so much fun. And it... I know we're going to talk about this later, but it has definitely sparked me to play more New Horizons 2, which is what I wanted. It's great. I'm excited. But I now have had Drift, Flow, and Lionel move in. So I've got a full town now. I got to start
Drift,
building.
Frog, Flow is a penguin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got like fancy hair.
And then Lionel is a lion.
He's like the fanciest of the lions.
Yeah. I've been really interested in having, what's the king one? Elvis lately?
Elvis, yeah.
Yeah, he's cool. But Lionel, yeah, definitely fancy.
Oh,
is he kind of like, does he have kind of like a general vibe to him? Like,
yeah.
He's got a fancy coat. Right.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's a play on Colonel, maybe Lionel, but yeah, he has a green coat on, and he has like a white curly mustache. He's impressive is what he is.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I love him. I really like the lions and tigers, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they don't get enough love.
That's true. They're good. Mm-hmm. They're good. I haven't gotten any villagers who have suggested public works projects yet, so right now I'm just in the middle of building my campsite, and it is taking a while because it is hard to make money in New Leaf. It's not easy. So I'm about halfway through building that.
I mean, it's not easy yet,
right?
We're kind of in the summertime. What you need is palm trees. Oh my goodness, that just reminded me.
What?
I found on that last day I played, I found a banana.
Nice.
I found a banana on the, it was just like washed up on the shore.
What? I didn't know that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So it was washed up on the shore. So I planted that. I wonder how big it's grown in my time gone, if it's there. But I was really excited because bananas haven't made a return.
No, they have not.
We haven't gotten them.
Mm-mm. Well, I've been to the island too, and I got myself some lemons, and then I did a tour, and I got some durians. Like, there's so much good fruit in this game.
I've got to know, how long did it take you to unlock said island?
Oh, not long. So after you get approval, I think like the next day when you log in, Isabel's like, oh, and here's our old mayor who wanted to say hi to you. And he's like, come meet me on the dock, whippersnapper. And then you can go meet him on the dock. And he's like, tomorrow I'm going to send a friend of mine so that you can come visit the island if you want. So it's like 2 or 3 days later.
In a different context with a different voice, like, that all sounds very threatening.
I know. It is threatening. Look, Totemer's a businessman. He's there to make money off of you.
He was hanging on to that role of mayor for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I definitely can sense some resentment on his side.
Look, and I'm jumping around a little, but I went on Cap'n's boat and also felt threatened. I do not like Cap'n in this game. He's creepy.
Yeah.
He waited until the middle of his song when we were out in the open ocean together to stop singing and say, "Haha, just noticed how cute you are." And I was like, "No, I'm about to be murdered." I hated it.
Yeah, that's all bad signs right there.
It is. Cap'n. It is. But at the end of Cap'n's little boat ride, they have that cutscene where he pulls up to the dock on the backside of the like cabana on the island. And it is such a good cutscene. And the boat kind of hits up against the dock and there's like a little splash. It's just, it's beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah, I love it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. Yeah, I'm gonna pick it up again.
Yes.
Now that I'm better. Now that I don't have to associate it with the sick times, and I'm really excited to get back to the island.
Does it still have online capabilities? Can we play island tours together?
Yeah, of course.
Let's do it. Because
you can come to my island, mm-hmm. or I can go to yours, I guess, since it's already unlocked, but we can go to each other's, and then we all sit in the boat together.
Yes, and then he won't hit on me. It'll be perfect.
Exactly. So you should be fine.
Okay. That's a plan. I also think we're in the middle of rainy season, possibly, because it will not stop raining on my island. I've already caught a coelacanth, and there's been, like, lightning and stuff. I forgot that there was lightning in New Leaf. It's really cozy. And like your little boots squelch in the mud when you're running around.
Yes.
In the rain.
I love that. The sound. This is why we don't do the custom paths.
I know.
In New Horizons, because we don't get the sounds, the squish sounds. I love
I
those.
Will say, though, and I think I've mentioned this before, but the squish sounds are a little too loud. They need to bring it down just a little bit. They're not balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's been good for my flowers because I did not pick a beautiful town this time around. I feel like that's what I always pick just so that I don't have to water flowers. But yeah. I picked a night owl ordinance because I've been staying up later this summer and kind of playing later. So it's been working out for me so far.
Yeah, I think I'd say the beginning of my playtime with that one, I chose the rich town. Because my schedule just let me play in the middle of the day. I was in college at the time, so I didn't really have to worry about early morning play sessions or late night play sessions, even though I was probably playing pretty late, too, and wishing that the stores were open.
But, yeah.
I definitely was, because there was all the island bug catching. Mm-hmm. That's the moneymaker right there. But yeah, like, I could play whenever. It didn't really matter, so I just did the rich town, and because I could play whenever, I was watering my flowers constantly every day. I eventually got so tired of that, but when you do the beautiful town thing, like, you get so many fewer weeds, and that you're never going to get it. You're never going to get the weeds you need to get that badge.
Mm-hmm. And I love the clovers. They don't count as weeds, but they grow when you don't have a beautiful town ordinance. And they're so cute.
I have clovers all over my original Haken. Like, I never plucked those.
Yeah. Man, I wish that we had something like that in New Horizons. We have great weeds in New Horizons. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But we need one. We also need clovers.
The way they change every season. Yeah, we need a clover equivalent for sure.
Oh, those would be so cozy.
And the dandelions, they're not back.
Oh,
nobody ever talks about the dandelions.
Yeah, I've got those. They're blooming right now. I guess they're summer flowers. I guess we only see them in the summer.
I think they come all the time, honestly.
Really? Okay.
Well, yeah, I think they just like they'll pop up randomly. They're a little weed. And then they turn into the little puff balls.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 days later.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have those wishes anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me more about your time.
So I've got, this was interesting. Without like notice from Isabel, I've gotten the garden shop being built. It was like had a, its construction day and then it was built. And then right now Nook's, Kix's shop is being built. No news until they're built. And then Isabel's like, guess what's open today? But like Nook's Cranny, I did get an update and was like, tomorrow it's going to be closed. So it's interesting on what is told to you on the title screen and what is not. It seems a little, I don't know. It seems interesting. Anyways, but I love seeing the little like repair tents or construction tents pop up and hearing all the workmen's noises in it. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I wonder, like, they've never put a character to those things. Like, it's just kind of like quietly background noise, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, are those our OK Motors crew back there? Is that, that, like, is that what they're doing?
Timmy.
I know. That's true. They're a do-it-yourself kind of family. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in New Leaf, only one of them is in the shop. And they'll be like, oh, my brother works on Wednesdays and Fridays or something like that. And they'll switch off. So the other one must be doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I miss the OK Motors kids.
I wonder if they'll ever make like a mainline appearance.
They need another spinoff, actually.
We're definitely like, that's possibly what's next in line for whatever Animal Crossing game we get, you know?
Yeah.
Because I imagine it's going to be a little while before we see a new mainline. And I know it's like, yes, Animal Crossing is bigger than it's ever been before. Mm-hmm. Why not just like put a new game out there immediately and that sort of thing? But at the same time, it's like Zelda is huge right now. Mario's always huge. It's been years.
That's true.
2017 was the last game. It's been 5 years and we're still waiting on the sequel for Zelda, which everybody thought would be like 2 years in the making.
Oof. Yeah.
It's still not happening. So, a spinoff. The thing with the spinoff, though, for Animal Crossing at this point, I think they're going to be too afraid to do a party Animal Crossing game since Amiibo Festival just was like, and I am bummed about that because it is inherently a good idea.
It is.
I think doing Amiibo Festival was just a badly executed version of that idea. Mm-hmm. I think an Animal Crossing party game would be great. Unfortunately, I think they're afraid of doing that sort of thing right now. And then a Happy Home Designer, like, we got that already. Like, that spinoff already exists as Happy Home Paradise. It's great. It's really, it adds so much to your experience with the main game already. Like, they already nailed it. They already pulled it off with that. And I guess the only other spinoff is, like, it's still alive and kicking. They're still updating Pocket Camp regularly. There's new stuff all the time going on in that game.
I wonder if they'd add another spinoff just to New Horizons.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. And it's interesting. I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'd be excited to see whatever come from Animal Crossing, obviously. But I just don't know what it'll be at this point.
No clue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, little side note there, but I'll let you keep going with your new stuff. Oh, okay.
I still don't have an axe. I really need one. Hopefully, when the Nook's Cranny updates, I'll finally get an axe. I don't know. I need it. Vlad asked me to play hide and seek. I had forgotten about hide and seek. I like was so excited, and it was so much fun. It's a really good mini game.
I love it. Just what? I know we get the scavenger hunt still, but like the hide and seek would be so delightful.
Yes. Let's see. We talked about clovers already. Oh, I really miss the Mabel shop, the Abel sister shop in New Horizons, even though having to walk in and out of the closet is the worst. Mm-hmm. The clothing options at the beginning of New Leaf is rough. I'm not looking cute yet. I need more clothes. It's hard. Mm-hmm.
And the selection never grows.
No.
It's Mm-mm. just always the same selection.
It's just luck of the draw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I Not just, good. Yeah. And it's like a little bit of a pain to try everything on, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get to just, like, try it. You have to talk to the piece of clothing mm-hmm. or point at it, you know, whatever it is. But, and then after that, it's like, oh, yeah. Do you want to buy it, wear it out, try it on? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a slow, clunky procedure.
It's a struggle. Sure. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I've been really enjoying is going into Nook's Homes and buying, like, doors and fences and mailboxes from him. It's really mm-hmm. cute. And it happens overnight. And mm-hmm. I don't know, something about ordering. I know we can still change the way our house looks with Nook in New Horizons, but my house is teeny tiny and I'm able to change it now. So yes. I like that a lot more.
Uh-huh. That's the thing I was remembering. I was like, oh, yeah, all of this stuff is customizable mm-hmm. from the get-go. I mean, you do have to, like, wait around for the exteriors and things you'd like.
Right. But that's okay.
But it's totally okay. The one thing that I would have liked in that game is that, like, you build up an inventory of things.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
But it doesn't quite work that way, you know? It's like, once you've bought something new, you can't just go revert back to mm-mm. what you had before. You kind of have to wait till it's back in stock again, buy it again, you know? So.
But just being able to go in and look every day and seeing what's new and talking to Nook and talking to Lyle, it's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lyle's there. Oh, mm-hmm. I love that guy.
He gets
a bad rap, but I think he's one of the really fun characters that they have.
Let's see. Oh, then I got to the island shop. We were talking about that earlier, but I forgot how expensive everything is. Like, it, especially at the beginning of the game when you're doing all of the easy tours instead of, like, the expert tours, and you're only making, like, 3 or 5 of the island tokens or whatever they're called at the island shop. All that stuff is so expensive. And I haven't found a wetsuit yet either, so gotta wait for that to come around, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it doesn't come for a while.
Right.
You really have to just keep checking on a daily basis to see
every
what's there.
Day. Yeah. It's a lot of cutscenes mm-hmm. to look for one.
I mean, you can skip it too.
Yeah.
At least the song part, but mm-hmm. it's still so much to load mm-hmm. every single time in the game.
And I went nuts on the island catching bugs and things and getting all the lemons and the coconuts to take back to my town. And I forgot about the basket system that they have. It's incredible. You can take so much back with you.
Yeah, that's so good. The inventory management between you and other places is better.
Like
the fact that you can access your own closet through the lockers in the train station at somebody else's town.
Yes, yes.
That's so convenient.
And in the museum.
Yeah, and then just being able to, like, really stock up a box that'll go back from the island mm-hmm. to your town. That's great too.
The Dodo Boys, they need to get on top of this. That, like, we need to fill their planes with fruit.
mm-hmm. Yeah, and we need more fruits. Give us some more of those tropical fruits that we don't have in the new game.
We need all the trees.
Mm-hmm. So, man, I just want to grow different kinds of trees.
Yeah, not just
right
the
now
hardwood.
They're like items.
Yeah,
And the pine. Yeah, not just the hardwood, not just the cedars.
Cedar.
I want to grow some of those other ones because mm-hmm. they're items and that's fine. But like. I'm totally fine with them being items as well. Like, let me craft a fake hardwood tree out of my hardwood tree that I just chopped down, and let me put that inside my house because you can't plant those trees inside, you know?
You know what they really need to do is for like the cactus and the baobab, is that what that tree is called?
Yes.
Those trees have like ground attached to them. Like I want them to just go straight into the earth, you know, so they look like they're real. The like withered tree items that you can make in New Horizons don't have ground, so they really do look like part of your landscape. So I
Yeah.
think that that's what those trees are missing. They just need to look more integrated into the actual ground, if that makes sense.
I agree.
That would be cool. And then just before recording, I got to play the hide and seek tour on the island. That's as far as I've gotten, but there's some good ones up today. I can't wait to go back.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love those games. I just want to experience them again.
Yeah. We gotta play together. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, let's definitely play together this week and
Okay.
talk about that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I guess do you have more? Are you still going? I feel like you did so
I
much.
think that's, oh, my last thing was that playing on the 2DS really makes me want to play Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon again because that game is incredible.
Oh. Yeah, I loved that game. So much fun with it. Which that reminds me as well, like I've been picking up my 3DS more again.
Yeah.
And just on the side playing my little Pocket Jockey game. It's a
Pocket
game by like
Jockey.
Game Freak, who usually
Okay.
does like Pokemon stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's just you play solitaire, and the better you play solitaire, the faster your little horse runs.
That's
So
hilarious. Are you
it's
competing against other people? Against other horses?
yeah, there are a bunch of different horses. You get to ever so you the big races like happen when your horse is 3 years old. So you get a horse, usually it starts at 2 years old. You do a bunch of races, it gets experience and gets stronger and better and faster and all that stuff. And then once it hits 3 years old, you're doing all the big boy races.
Oh, just
And
like real
then
life.
after that, your horse retires, and then you can do like old horse races.
But how do they retire? Do they get to go to a happy place?
No, you get to keep them still, and you just do you can keep like racing them and stuff. It's just like they do the old horse races.
Do you get to choose what they look like?
You get a selection every time you get a new horse. There's like four horses that you can choose from.
What are any of them like speckled?
I haven't run into a speckled one yet. I got like this weird yellow horse with like
Ooh.
a red mane that was called,
Ooh.
what was it called? Fireboy or something.
Oh. Okay.
I've been keeping all of their names as is. My first horse was just like a little brown horse. My new horse that I got just now, I think it's called like Catnip or something.
Okay.
I forgot what color it is. I just got it last night, so I don't remember.
Look, you know my favorite part of Zelda was of Breath of the Wild was checking out all the horses and befriending
Honestly,
them.
I have been wanting to like replay Zelda, but I want to do like a horse run because I feel like the first game I let myself get lost. Everything that I could climb, I was climbing, but I was
Yeah.
leaving my horse behind everywhere, you
Oh,
know?
yeah.
And so I really want to do a run of that game where it's like I must be able to reach everything on my horse. Like if I
Oh.
can't get there on my horse, I'm not going there.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
So.
you get different saddles, you get different like speeds of horses. Oh, it's incredible.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm just gonna do a horse run on Breath of the Wild next time I play.
Yeah, I'm all
Everywhere
for it.
my horse can go is where I'm going.
What are you gonna name your
I don't know. The first one I got was just like kind of a pink and brown horse, so I named it Milkshake.
Aw,
Yeah,
Napoleon.
and I guess I have to meet them.
Very cute.
And see what their names should be. But that's how I name my animals. I have to meet them.
Yeah, that makes them out. Sense. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. So that's our time with New Leaf. But as you alluded to, it has put you in the New Horizons mood as well. So why don't you give us a little update on New Horizons? What have you been up to? Because for those who don't remember, you started a completely new place. You deleted Keel Hall.
I did.
You got rid of Keel Hall, original island.
Yeah. I went through some grief stages when I wasn't playing Bergamot, my new town, and was kind of missing Keel Hall. then, you know, realized that I got to keep moving forward. Bergamot isn't going to build itself, and I'm not going to ever like it if I just leave it alone. So I better get moving. So I've been playing a bunch. I think I'm going to try and terraform a lot with Bergamot because I really didn't do much with Keel Hall. Like, I want there to be terraforming even up close next to the airport. So I've been working hard. I'm not time traveling, but I've been moving like my villager houses and my houses kind of out of the way from where I want to terraform. And I'm kind of moving bridges around too now that I've unlocked terraforming, because it takes a while to unlock terraforming. It's hard to get Nook Miles at the beginning. So I've just started doing all that. I think I'm ready to start terraforming today or tomorrow. I'm just excited. I've got a plan in my head and I'm ready to go for it.
You're about to roll credits. You're going to beat the game. No point in playing now.
No,
right?
No. I mean, and no villagers have moved in or out yet. I mean, in, yes, obviously. I've got a full town, but nobody has asked to move out yet. So I'm kind of ready for that to start moving too, and to meet new friends. It's good.
I wonder if that happens more slowly in the beginning of the game because, like, the intention behind that beginning section is like building it up, so
maybe.
I kind of wonder if villagers can ask to leave at the prior to that. I don't know because
I really
don't remember anybody
talking.
Leaving mine at that point.
That's true. I mean, they've given me a few reactions, and I think I've only gotten there's a Nook Miles at the beginning about like being good friends with villagers, and I think I've only gotten 3 good friends with villagers. I really haven't been talking to them as much this time around, just because I feel like I've been busy getting the town ready. So maybe if I start interacting with them a little bit more, they'll start moving.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Well, I'm excited for you. I'm really excited that you've got all of these big things, because same as you, like, I think this has put me way more into the mood to play New Horizons once again, but I've told you my struggle. Like, my struggle is typically, like, I log in and then I'm like, oh, let's do my dailies and everything, and by the time I'm done with that, I'm just like, wait, I really wanted to get to all this decorating and terraforming and stuff that I want to change around, but now I'm tired. I don't want to play anymore. And so I think now I'm just gonna ignore all the dailies, even though I'm really short on money in the game right now. I've not very much. I think I've less than 300,000 bells.
Yeah, it takes time to make money.
Because I spent it all. I spent it all on all of the different updates that they added post 2.0, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many things to spend money on, and so many new really expensive items as well. So, yeah. I don't have money at the moment, so I kind of do have to do dailies, but I think I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to try to work off of, like, what I have right now and craft what I need, you know?
Oh, there you go.
But, yeah, I think for now, I'm just going to log in, redecorate, and I'm gonna redesign my island again.
Ooh.
There's like a spot that I like and stuff, but I think there's so much that I haven't really built out too much that I'm like, yeah, I can change this because I'm having difficulties with how it looks right now. And
yeah.
There's different little things I want to move and change.
Yeah, I feel like Haken has a really good like center. Like, you know, around your shopping center and your little tree garden. And I like how you have your villager houses kind of all stacked near each other. I like those, like, viewpoints. But then the further out you go, there's like less and less and less. So
yeah,
you know, you could work on those outer parts too.
Yeah, and I really want to work on like spreading my villagers out around. Ooh, too, and giving them like little yards and stuff,
because
that's like the thing I was really looking forward to when this game came out, like giving them like their own little yard, their fenced off area and that sort of thing. So yeah, I'm gonna redesign things, and maybe I'm gonna go more grid like. I think I love the idea of doing like really diagonal paths and that sort of thing, but just the fact that it's the pathing is limited without the sounds, you know, I'm less inclined to do that. So
yeah maybe, when I try to go diagonal, I end up either doing like circles that are kind of spaced out. I've tried doing like wavy diagonal lines with the paths, but it ends up looking like intestines or something. I don't really like the look of it. So yeah, I've kind of been experimenting with different ways to do paths in this new run too.
Yeah. So yeah, just figuring out the pathing and stuff. But yeah, I think I'm going to try to do more of a grid, so it's a little bit easier to manage. But I do want it to have like, I don't know, I'm also like not too into doing something very symmetrical. Like I want there to be like a nice, I guess, I don't know, change in levels and positions with houses and stuff, like have them a little bit off from each other. But yeah, I don't know. I have to mess with it, definitely play a lot
and yeah,
build it out and see how it goes.
Well, it'll be fun.
But yeah, that's basically my thoughts with it. Been logging in a little bit and doing some cleanup to start doing all of that. So
yeah, that'll be good. We'll get there.
It'll be fun.
Oh man. New Horizons, New Leaf, Animal Crossing, all good.
yeah, it's been really fun playing the games again, and I've been really into it, so I'm excited. I'm excited to just, you know, get... I went on a big detour this year, I'd say, playing a bunch of different things, but now I'm ready to get back to Animal Crossing,
start doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and end this show with our Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week, most weeks, we ask our patrons a question, read their answers out loud here on the show for you. This week's question was, how was your first week of Animal Crossing New Leaf? A little bit delayed if we want. We intended this for last week, but of course, things happened. But we're going to, you know, probably get a good mix of where people are now. You know, they're always welcome to update and give us their own little playthrough and stuff. But it's been really fun seeing people so excited to play these games again, get back into the older games and see how they go for them. So
yeah,
there's a real long one in here. I don't know who it's gonna hit. I'll just let you start off, Nina.
Okay.
And then we'll see how these go. Yeah.
All right, well, our first one is from Toadette, who says, I did try getting back into New Leaf at some point, but after playing New Horizons, I just couldn't really get into it as much. I should probably just focus on Desert Island Escape when I try again, but right now, there's some other stuff that I want to play. So this is a good example of, you know, not wanting to go backwards. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, and I kind of was wondering, like, how people would feel going back to this game, because there is such a big limitation compared to New Horizons in the exterior world.
Yeah. You know,
like, even the fact that, like, villagers move in wherever they move in. Like, there's no control over where they go. You can't move them after the fact. And there's, like, so much less that you can decorate with outside. Like, yes, there's public works projects, but outside of that, like, you're really just stuck to the bushes, the trees, the flowers. And even those have a bunch of limitations as to, like, how close you can place them to buildings and stuff. Like, I don't think you can place bushes right next to public works projects. Like, I think they still have to be spaced out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff you can't do.
They have like a force field around them.
They really do. Yeah. So Sasha 505 said, So much fun. I didn't think I would like it this much, but I did. I loved unlocking everything and meeting so many different animals. I hope the game will keep being this much fun for a while. Mm. What I like about this is, like, the meeting different animals thing. I think New Horizons, as free as it is, like, it just lets you be too picky about, yeah, like, the villagers you get and stuff. Like, that amount of control really does turn it into, like, an aesthetic thing, yeah, you know? And I feel like people don't spend, because I do think the villagers get a bad rap in New Horizons. People say they're kind of boring, but, like, if you take the time to dig through and, like, talk to them more than just the one time, there is a lot of really cute dialogue in there. Mm-hmm. So I feel like New Leaf lets you be less picky about the villagers you have. And, well, it's nice to meet different ones.
And we have to thank New Leaf for so many villagers, because there were, what, more than 100 added in just, yeah, New Leaf. So it's a huge amount of villagers, even New Leaf, that you can come across. It's incredible.
Definitely. There's so many that were added in that, so...
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, Catherine says, it was a lot of fun, but definitely a different pace than other entries in the series. While there was plenty to unlock and discover, I didn't feel the need or desire to rush through or play for long sittings. I looked forward to accomplishing small things each day, but was more than happy to play for only an hour and then do the same again the next day. For me, it was more about enjoying the journey, not worrying about the destination. I've been feeling this a lot too, playing New Leaf. It's been nice and calm, because at the beginning of games, when they're first released, it does feel kind of like a competition to keep up with everything so that you don't see spoilers online, or so that your town doesn't fall behind it, you know, which is no fun to be in a competition, mm-hmm, in Animal Crossing. That's not what it's about. So I like being able to play it this slow paced way again.
Yeah, it is really nice to get, like, just a little bit toned down on a bunch of things. So,
yeah, and if you don't log in on a day, that's totally fine.
Yeah, just there's always the next day.
Yeah.
So Islander M said, answering early because I never have time before Sunday. I'm playing New Leaf with you, and I'm playing for the first time. I started last week on a busted up 2DS. My first few days with the game were horribly frustrating because it kept crashing.
Oh, no. Oh.
So I met Rossetti nice and early, which was nice, I guess. I then borrowed my flatmate's 3DS, and that doesn't crash, so I can play properly now. As someone obsessed with Wild World and New Horizons, I could talk for a long time about my experience so far, but I'll just share some of the things that have really surprised me to save everyone's time. One, bugs are really hard to catch. I'm sure this is just something I'll get used to, but I keep missing. I'm used to having total command of fish and bugs on my island like a god, so it's been a very odd adjustment to actually put effort into it. I found that too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I've missed the pelican so much. Aww. I ran into Pete while he was delivering letters the other day and almost jumped out of my seat with excitement. Three, Zell had the same conversation with me 3 times in 2 days. Ooh. I was expecting to be stunned by the depth of dialogue that villagers had, since that's everyone's main complaint about New Horizons, but they actually don't seem to have that much more depth. Mm-hmm. That could just be because I'm only a week in, though. Four, I hit a rock and it broke and an emerald fell out. I had no idea that was a thing. I have no idea what it's for. I'm extremely excited to find out.
Yeah, hold on to it.
Yeah. Overall, I'm having a really good time. I can already tell that I'll be spending a lot of days at work waiting for my breaks to dash downstairs and squeeze 20 minutes of playtime in. Tortimer just invited me to the island. I can't wait to see what he's got there for me there.
Aww.
I love this. So much going on in your playtime. Really cool that it's your first time playing as well. I'm sorry for the crashing. Luckily, I don't think Rossetti will show up again until you actually build the Rossetti Center. So I don't think you'll have to worry about seeing him for a little while. And really, yeah, it's an optional thing in this game. Outside of that, like, yes, I love the Pelican. Seeing Pete walk around around, like, I think 5 p.m. doing the deliveries is so good. Yes, the conversations, the dialogue. Yeah, everybody, the dialogue is just, like, it's been, I don't know, New Leaf, there's a lot of repeat stuff, so,
yeah,
I don't know. It's pretty hard to get past that at times. New Horizons, I feel like, does have a lot of good stuff over time.
Yeah.
But you just have to
get through it all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot to find.
It's so fun. I loved this answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Nebula says, I feel like I have so much to say after just 1 week. New Leaf was my first game, so it's a treat going back to it. I'm playing as a boy this time, and seeing the different dialogue is interesting. I'm hearing some of Captain's songs for the first time and avoiding the creepy comments. I had forgotten how demanding the villagers can be, and now remember how risky it sometimes feels talking to them, like it will totally derail you. I ended up with Robin and Cookie as two of my starting villagers after a few resets for an appealing map. Cookie was one of my first villagers in my real New Leaf town, and Robin is a villager I've wanted for a while. I just like her vibe. But the best thing so far is that I already have the pave wall and floor, froggy chair, the asteroid, and the new Nintendo 3DS. And yes, I did beat Cornimer. I've also been able to trade fruit with a lot of folks in Haken, which is amazing. I still don't have an axe yet, however, so my town is just an overgrown fruit forest. Yes, when do we get an axe? I'm waiting too, Nebula. It's a little frustrating.
Yeah, I'm specifically waiting on the axe so I don't fail at planting my perfect apple that I've there got, you know?
I wonder if Leaf sells it? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right. Well, that's a good answer too, though, Nebula. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, maybe it is something that is at Leaf's.
I don't know.
I think it might be. I think you're right.
Or it's in the Nook upgrade. It's got to be one or the other.
Yeah, true. I don't know. All right, so I think this is our last answer, and it's from Karzi. And Karzi said, as someone who missed the New Leaf train when it originally released, I'm so grateful to Chewie and Nina for giving me the second chance. I'm absolutely loving this game, and getting to play along with others in the community is a real treat. I finally understand why this game was so popular and the aspects of it that people still miss. Tortimer's Island, minigames, retail, Main Street, to name a few. My town is called Tea Haven, and right now it is a delightful jumble of houses and trees, but I hope to slowly organize the chaos. This game feels more like the Animal Crossing I remember and makes me nostalgic for population growing, while incorporating plenty of upgrades. I tried playing Wild World for a bit last year, but it was too outdated and clunky for me to enjoy. New Leaf is right in the sweet spot. I feel like So far, there's been lots to discover and work towards. I'm trying to take my time and savor it, but once it's over, I know it will be a very long wait before I get to experience a new Animal Crossing game again.
I hope not. I don't know. Nintendo's just been moving real slow for the past few years.
Yeah, they really have. There's like, I don't know. They're working on it.
Yeah.
Lots to figure out, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully we get to see a new game soon, but for now, I'm glad people are enjoying an old game. Because they've still got a lot of fun to them, you know.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. All right. Well, for anybody who is a patron, next week's question is another one focused on those New Leaf players or, you know, people who just remember this game fondly and aren't playing with us. But What is your favorite New Leaf Island tour? So all those little fun mini games that we've got on Tortimer's Island, let us know your favorite. I'm hoping that we'll get to play together and get to play some of the games and, mm-hmm. you know, experience them. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Nina and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, how was your first week of Animal Crossing New Leaf? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
See you all next time!